Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We're going to call Travis Hafner.
Darn right.
He's on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline, the former Indians DH and first baseman. Hello, my friend. How are you?
I'm fantastic. How are you guys?
We are well. Thank you very much for being with us. We appreciate it.
Always good to be on.
So, all of a sudden, your team is starting to look like that team that we witnessed the last several years where, boy, that bullpen's terrific. And now that starting rotation is coming around a little bit, Travis. And even though they're back in the division, they're not back in the wild card. And it has me thinking, if the offense can come around and maybe you find a bat, maybe this is a team worth investing in. And when you're playing on a team like this, what are you feeling right now? When it's like, we kind of have it going, but we're not quite there yet.
Yeah, I think as a young team, you know, you're trying to find your identity a little bit. And I think you're going to see that improve as the season goes on offensively. But yeah, like you said, I mean, there's some dudes in that starting rotation that have some really good stuff and are going to give you a chance to win every night. And that bullpen is really, really good. So, you know, if you can kind of find your identity as an offense and put together tough at bats, get on base and score some runs, like, you could see this team gelling and becoming very tough down the stretch.
Travis, my biggest thing with this team is basically finding these runs and finding some hitting. How hard is it to make adjustments during the season to start, like, let's say, like a guy like Nolan Jones, who just completely smokes the ball when he finally gets a hold of it? He just doesn't get a hold of it as often as you'd like him to.
Well, my first hitting coach in the big leagues was Eddie Murray, and he told me that if baseball wasn't called baseball, it would be called adjustments. So during the season, it is constant adjustments. Like, sometimes it's like little mechanical tweaks, but a lot of times it's adjustments in how teams are pitching you and, you know, being able to get good pitches to hit, not chase out of the zone, and, you know, trying to get in the good hitters' counts and use the whole field.
Eddie Murray is a hitting coach, which is amazing because he's a superstar player. Was he a good hitting coach?
Yeah.
So I would say that I would take different things from different hitting coaches. And Eddie Murray was the best I ever saw at kind of like preparing you for an at-bat, like having a good idea what was coming. Like, I remember, you know, one of the first games I ever played, you know, we were facing Brad Radke, who had a ridiculous changeup. And I think I had a hit or a home run off a fastball. And Eddie Murray was like, "You're going to see changeup, so just sit on the changeup." So I sat on the changeup, and I was still way out front. I cued it off the end of the bat, went to the pitcher or whatever. And then he comes back. I come back, and he's like, "Probably going to still see more changeup, so you might as well keep sitting on it until you hit it."
So, was he right?
He was right. He's like, "You're going to keep seeing it." You know, so that was great just to have somebody, you know, with his knowledge that had played all those years to really give you an idea of, you know, what to expect as a hitter, because nobody really goes up there and just is that good of a hitter that they can be ready to hit everything. Like, you have to have a pretty good game plan and idea of what you're going to see going into the at-bats.
It makes sense. I mean, you see that with a lot of guys, you know, with the guards and all of that stuff, clearly their game plans are through the roof. And I mean, you hear the stories all the time of how early they get in there to get the game plan and to sit down and like really go through what a pitcher's going to do and how they're going to attack them. I mean, they do such a great job with that one. The only thing with that, though, is hitting is such a rhythmic thing as well, Travis. And I wonder with a guy like Kyle Manzardo, who's not getting consistent at bats, how hard it is to maybe be in that position where you have to be ready at all times. But boy, those at bats are not coming consistently.
Yeah, I mean, I guess as far as scouting reports, you got to find out what is good for you to know and maybe like what stuff like is maybe too much information. Some guys want it all. Some guys are like, just tell me what he throws, how hard he throws, and what his ball does. So I would typically watch, the starting pitcher and relievers face batters who are similar to me, so that I would get an idea. Like, okay, left-handed hitter, this is how they're going to probably try to pitch him, so that I would have an idea. And it's certainly like, you know, like you said, it's always great to have consistent at bats, but you know, I know that they always put him in positions to be successful, so. You know, if it's not those everyday at bats, but you're still playing quite a bit, you got to do things kind of on the side, whether it's like sitting in, watching bullpens. You know, they have some incredible pitching machines now, but just doing some stuff like that to kind of simulate at bats and to still, you know, kind of stay sharp.
Travis Hafner joining us, former Indians first baseman. I heard this the other day and I thought next time we have Travis on the show, I've got to ask him. Folks have been saying that there's more difference now between pitching in AAA and the majors than maybe there's been in a while. And guys who are hitting really well in AAA, it's a completely different world when they get up to the majors. I'm assuming that's always been a different world. But are you seeing things that make you think that, yeah, that might be the case? Because, for instance, John Kenzie Noel, since he went back down to Columbus, is hitting really well. He's had 4 home runs in June since he's gone down, 12 runs batted in. Jonathan Rodriguez was smoking it in AAA. He's trying to find it up here and not having much success. Is that difference even greater than it's usually, Travis?
I always think it's been a really big jump. And it's also very hard to start the season in the big league. Sometimes if you're at AAA and you're hitting like 330 over the last month, you get called up and you can kind of hit the ground running and have success. But I always noticed like not only are the scouting reports better on you, but it's better stuff in general. And the big thing is the location. You know, so I remember one time going down to AA on a rehab assignment and seeing like off-speed pitches that were kind of like down the middle, and you don't even know what to do with them because you're not used to seeing them. You're used to seeing everything kind of like on the corner, or they're keeping it down or putting it in good spots. So the location probably when you get to the big leagues is the big thing. Plus the stuff gets better as well. But we're also living in like the perfect game era where, you know, 9th, 10th, 11th graders are throwing 95 and just everybody's, you know, the pitching side has gotten so good in chasing velocity. You do see a lot of really high velo at all levels.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So the Guardians were just in Sacramento playing at a AAA stadium.
Looks like fun, by the way. That looked like a lot of fun.
Yeah. What's the biggest difference between playing at a AAA stadium versus a major league stadium as a hitter?
That's a good question. Well, in California, that's kind of notorious for being a hitter's league out there in California. But, just the size is different. So the wind plays pretty true in a AAA stadium. And a lot of times at a big league park, whatever way the wind is blowing on the flag, it might be the opposite, but each stadium is a little quirky. But I think the main thing is just kind of the overall size and the amount of like information that's available to the hitters.
Travis Hafner joining us right now. Guardian fans are looking at AAA and seeing CJ Cephas swinging the bat really well. He started in AA, moved up to AAA. Chase DeLauder, high draft choices, had some injury issues. He seems to be swinging the bat pretty well. And everybody wants to, hey, get these guys up here. The offense needs a jolt. When you first went to AAA, you were in Oklahoma, and the Rangers kept you there almost all season, and you hit .342 in AAA, and they didn't call you up until later in the season. What were you thinking at the time? And what makes a guy in AAA ready to make that jump to the majors?
Yeah, I actually got called up in the middle of the season. There were two guys that were potentially hurt. So I was just at the hotel, and they said, we're going to go take BP. If they can't go, hop in a cab and get there for game time. And ultimately, I never got called up after 2 days, but I was doing high knees and all like running sprints in my hotel room, just full panic, like hoping to get called up, but it didn't happen. But I rambled on, and I forgot your question. The difference in AAA, is that what you're talking about?
When a guy's really hitting in AAA and everybody's ready for him to be called up, What makes a guy ready? We keep hearing DeLauder needs more at bats. Does he need more at bats? Cephas was in AA, now AAA. Well, when does a guy think he's ready? When's a team think he's ready? Because those guys would appear to be guys that could come up here and maybe help this team.
Yeah, sometimes it's by necessity where there's an injury or, hey, we just need that position specifically. But a lot of it is just the quality of the at bats. Are they able to lay off tough pitches just out of the zone, or are most of their hits just kind of like mistake pitches or pitches that they might not necessarily see in the big leagues, or, are they ambushing fastballs early in the count? So a lot of it is how well do you hit off speed stuff? How well can you control the strike zone? And then maybe it's always good if, hey, I'm going to see a pitcher a second and third time or a team a second and third time and see what adjustments that they made, and let that kid kind of experience okay, you had success off them last time, but now they're going to pitch you differently. And let's kind of see, the cat and mouse game of, can you make adjustments off their adjustments?
All right. Now to the nitty gritty of this interview, the stuff that we've been holding back on, by the way, Travis Hafner joining us, former Indians designated hitter / first baseman on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline.
You got a slash in there. Nice.
And general good dude. I forgot about that too. That needs to be edited. Okay, so how's the youth team going that you're coaching? And have you started the new season yet, and how many wins have you racked up?
Good. So now the spring season's done, so my two youngest, they're done. And then we're in full swing of the 2028s, which is just finished their freshman year, heading into their sophomore year. We have three summer tournaments left, and those are these, the big perfect game tournaments where a lot of the top teams in the country go to. So that's exciting. It's really good baseball. And I think right now we might be 5-3. But hopefully this next tournament we can go out and do well and get some wins and play some good baseball.
You don't want to go 8-0. You want to be challenged, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know what? It's good to play a bunch of 50-50 games, where you show up and both teams are pretty equal and whoever plays better wins. I've never been a huge fan of having such a dominant team that, their pitcher is so good and they have a couple hitters that are so good that it doesn't really matter what the rest of the roster does. I think it's good for kids to make plays under pressure and have big at bats with the game on the line. And, those are kind of those moments that you
really kind of chase playing baseball.
Great to have you with us, sir. Thank you for your time.
Always a pleasure. Travis. Appreciate you having me on.
Travis Hafner, former Indians first baseman, joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Talk to you soon, buddy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.